أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم صدق الله العظيم.
Yesterday we started the discussion on verse number 12 where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the people of Iman. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O those that have brought Iman. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن. Again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses us with this title of love, to rekindle and to conscientize each one of us that if this quality of Iman is deep rooted within ourselves, then to fall prey to any of these prohibitions is not even possible. اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن, then avoid a lot of doubt. إِنَّ بَعْدَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٍ, some thoughts are sin. Yesterday we spoke on the different categories of thoughts. One is a dhan that is necessary, meaning a person has to have husnul dhan with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a good thought regarding Allah that is necessary. Having a bad thought or a doubt regarding Allah or the deen of Allah, that is not permissible at all. So this is one area we have to be very, very cautious. If there is any doubt in the heart regarding any aspect of the deen, if it is something that we do not have sufficient knowledge about, then let's go to the people of knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, with His grace, with the help of the people around, the scholars that we have, the ulama, these doubts will, inshaAllah, leave us. And it's important that we have ta'aleem in our homes. It's important that we become active parents in our homes also, because many a times, sometimes ulama are dealing with certain cases, then Mawlana says, okay, no problem, you've got a major issue at hand. Can we call in your father so we can discuss the situation? He says, my father doesn't know anything about it. So therefore, sometimes it is major issues there's doubts in the minds of the youth. Sometimes recently when youngster comes and he says, he's a Hafidhul Quran also. So he said, Mawlana, I need some help. So Mawlana tried to, the alim of the town tried to assist him. And eventually his doubt was regarding the Quran. He says, how can this Quran be the word of Allah? How is this Quran the word of Allah? I'm not understanding that. So it's not, these are not small things, these are things that can lead to kufr. So it's important that we be active and we have ta'aleem in our homes. إِنَّ بَعْدَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٍ, some thought is sin. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. Here some ulama translate it as وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا, do not be curious on the faults of others, do not search for the faults of others. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali and some other scholars also have translated as tajassasu, even to eavesdrop is included in this ayah. Meaning to listen to the speech of a people that don't want you to listen to their speech. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا, and some of you should not make ghibat of others. Do not backbite. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding ghibat has mentioned that what is ghibah? Ghibat is dhikruka akhak bima yakrah. To mention something about your brother in his absence, had he been present, he would have been upset with your statement. He would have been upset about it. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, Ya Rasulallah, ara'aita in kana fi akhi ma aqul. What if what I'm saying is the truth? It's a reality. I am telling you facts. So Nabi Sam says, faqad ibtaghta. If you've spoken the truth, then that is definitely ghibat. Because if what you are saying is not a reality in your brother, فَقَدْ بَهَدْتَ, then that is buhtan, an accusation, then that is even a greater sin compared to ghibah. That's even worse. Now this is one sickness, a spiritual malady, ghibat, that has plagued the ummah, And different circles across the board, whoever it may be, the elders, the seniors, the young, the old, the men, the women, every of our occasions, unfortunately, Allah forgive. Illa man rahima rabbuk. Very few selected people, Allah's mercy, then they are not involved in it, or they detest it, they don't want to be involved, or even speak about any person. Very few will you find a gathering that is free from the talk of other people. So, وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَيَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Do one of you like to eat the carrion, the dead meat of your brother? Will one of you like to eat his meat if he's dead? فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Most definitely you will detest it. You will abhor it. You will not like it. فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ. Meaning, it's a natural aversion, a dislike that you have for his meat. In a similar fashion, you need to create a natural aversion to ghiba. It needs to become natural. So if there is the meat of your brother, you'll never eat it. Why? There is so much of halal meat available. Why must I eat this meat of my brother? So similar, there is so much of halal speech around. Why must you involve ourselves in ghiba? There's so much more that we can talk about the deen of Allah, about the greatness of Allah, about anything else. And if there's anything to learn from any incident, no problem. Play the ball, don't even mention the player at all in it. If there's a lesson in it, you can mention the incident. Sahaba radiallahu anhum came, a lady comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I intend getting married. Two proposals have come. One is from this sahabi, the other from this sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam detailed both of these sahaba. He says, well, this person, listen, he's got a short fuse. He hits a lot. So if you want to get there, no problem. And this sahabi, فَسُعْلُوا قُنْ لَا مَا لَلَا. This person is poor, but he's got good character. So Nabi said what needed to be said. Person comes to you, proposal, he's asking of you an honest opinion. You cannot say, no, that is ghibat now, I can't talk, he's evil. Here you need to save the situation. Therefore you have to mention whatever needs to be said. In the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha radiallahu anha was speaking to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there was some talk about Safiya radiallahu anha, and she naturally was shorter from the other azwaj. So Safiya radiallahu anha, as she's indicating regarding Safiya, she said, Hasbuka min Safiya, meaning, you know, the short, your short wife. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got so upset that in her absence, this is how you speak about her. لَقَدْ قُلْتِ كَلِمَةً لَوْ مُزِجَتْ بِمَاءِ الْبَحْرِ لَمَزَجَتْهُ. You have uttered such a statement. If we have to mix that up with the waters of the ocean, it will overpower it. This one statement. So can we imagine how toxic our environment is? And then we want to know what's happening. Why I don't like to read Quran, dhikrullah, then I feel tired. Because the air and the environment around us is not pure and wholesome. Because of the sins that are in the air, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Ghibat is not a small thing, it's a major thing. Simple businessman's term, we will say, you work in for someone else. You work in for someone else. You do all the ibadat, wake up for tahajjud salah, nafal charities, building masajid, and then you make ghiba on the day of qiyamah, those good deeds are going to be given to someone else. Someone else is going to enjoy the good deeds because you made ghibat regarding that person. So how do we save ourselves from this? Wattaqullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, conscientize yourself regarding my presence. Wattaqullah. Wattaqullah, very loosely we translate it as the fear of Allah, but it has to be the conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at every moment. My Allah is watching me. He's listening to me. Wattaqullah. Imam Bukhari rahimullah says, منذ عقلت أن الغيبة حرام مغتبت أحدا. Since the day I came to know that ghibat was haram, I never made ghibat about anyone. Never. Abu Asim and others have mentioned that after reading these ayats, never did I say anything with my tongue except that I prepared the answer before what I said. If I wanted to say anything, I said, oh my Allah, if I say this and you question me, What is going to be my response to your interrogation? So I've got my answer ready. Right now I can say what I need to say. Meaning I'm comfortable that this is a wholesome statement. It's good, it's clean, it's pure. Wattaqullah. So bring within ourselves the taqwa, the consciousness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Be in good environments. Sometimes it's the circle you are in. Everyone is making ghibah, so you feel like, I don't want to be holier than thou. Never mind, I'll join them. No. If you not want to be part of it, then excuse ourselves. Inna Allah tawabur rahim. But maybe in the past of my life was involved in ghibah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no problem, you learnt about the law. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawabun. He's of forgiving. He loves to forgive when you turn in forgiveness. When you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive, He'll forgive us. Rahimun, after you make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most kind. He's most merciful. If you ask tawfiq to be saved from it, He can definitely grant you the tawfiq. And He will save you from whatever we are involved in. So the important thing as we are discussing from the beginning of this ruku is regarding akhlaqiyat, the akhlaq, the character. Very beautifully one person has put it. He says that we need to worry about our character rather than our reputation. For our character defines who we are, and reputation defines what people think about us. Allah is not going to ask what the people thought about you. He's going to ask, what did you stand for and what was your worth? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability, the tawfiq, to bring in ourselves these akhlaq, these wondrous qualities that are found in the Quran and in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.